This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ladies, be on the lookout. There are dishonest men out there on the east side looking to take advantage.
When did this start?
But it seems these lying men aren't really good at what they're trying to imitate. And the reality is, no matter what the average guy wants to think, even without Google, not only can you not pass for these guys anymore, it's hard to pass for anything you're not anymore. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The Bills are at St. John Fisher University for camp. They had their first day off Saturday night. And, you know, folks know the Bills will go out and have dinner and drinks and go party, you know, every once in a while.
Be boys.
So with that being said, over the last 2 days, a few people shared this post with me. And I'm not sure if it came from Facebook, neighborhood apps, Craigslist, whatever, because I just have the picture. But it's a warning to ladies in Fairport.
Ladies beware.
Yes. Quote, attention girls, there was a group of five guys last night at, and they named the bar in Fairport. They were walking around saying they were Bills players. A quick Google search proved they were lying. But we didn't even need the Google search because these guys are not built like NFL players.
Soft boys.
She goes on. Three were just fat. One of them was like 5'6", and all of them dressed cheap and trashy. One of the guys was wearing this fake blingy costume jewelry that was going to turn his neck green when he started sweating. Be safe out there, girls, and ask questions when a guy approaches you with a line that sounds too good to be true.
All right,
so here's the thing. If this actually happened in Fairport, right, because it's the only instance we've seen, it's not the first time, Tommy, you heard a guy's lying about being Bills players during training camp in Rochester. In fact, Kimmy, you remember this story. Former Bills safety Aaron Williams told us during an interview. He met a guy in a bar who introduced himself to Aaron Williams Aaron Williams.
Look at that. He met himself.
And also, you understand this woman's concern about safety. You don't know what weirdos are up to out there.
Yes.
Hopefully, these guys were just trying to use it as like a way in. But Tommy, this story is proof of something that most men maybe don't want to admit.
What's that?
Women have gotten very good at lie detection.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Like, really?
They are internet sleuths.
But they've had years, you know, and past generations have passed on stories, so.
We're skeptical. Heading into it, already skeptical.
Okay, because, you brought up internet sleuths, Kimmy, and you're right. You guys can jump on Google immediately and everything's thing. But even with this post, she writes, without Google, quote, these guys were not built like NFL players.
I mean, it was pretty obvious.
Three of them were just fat. One of them was like 5'6". All of them dressed cheap and trashy. Kimmy.
Yeah.
You know, it's been fairly recent that women started really becoming like legitimate football fans. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I guess.
Last 20 years?
Yeah.
Right? Because like when I was coming up, women were not watching football the way they did.
Like our moms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes. But now, the NFL is so popular.
In fact, they're intense.
Exactly. Women and this woman's friend know what an NFL...
They're watching the games every Sunday. Yeah.
They know what
a
player looks like.
They're aware.
The body type, the height requirement, what they dress based on all the fashion videos that NFL teams themselves put out before games.
I mean, you just can't lie anymore as a guy.
About anything?
No.
You say it like longingly.
I do.
Why?
It was fun, bro. I mean, you had a shot. You could reinvent yourself for the night. You can't do that anymore.
Okay, you make it sound romantic.
It is romantic.
No, but like you're making it sound like you were doing it for the one specific reason you were actually doing it.
To get laid.
You were lying to get laid.
Right, what's wrong with that?
Why don't you ask the woman who believed you? If there's something wrong with it, why don't you just be honest?
Because well, I want to get laid.
Okay.
But I mean, it's just going out and having fun. It's all fun.
It's only fun for you. It's not fun for the woman who believed that you were a good comedian.
It's like we're role playing, but you don't know you have a role.
That's called a lie, my friend.
Yeah, or role play, one sided role play.
Kimmy, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most unethical, how unethical is it for a man to lie about what he does for a living to get laid?
I would say it's up there because
you're not shocked by it, are you?
I'm not shocked by it, no, but for you, it should be embarrassing.
Only if you get caught.
Well, no, I mean, to her point, you have to lie about your life to make women interested in you.
I mean, like, you know, like, if she finds out the truth, that just, she just looks at you as sad.
Well, then you need to move on to the next trim.
Yeah, but I think,
man,
like,
you're so cool. You know why it's cool, Kimmy? Because you cut a trim.
That's right.
I just don't even think you can really get away with being that, especially like in a place like Rochester. I mean, you're gonna know people who tell stories about you. There's that whole like Facebook group dedicated to it. Like,
this man's a liar.
He is.
Yeah. It's girls beware.
I think they just created, or at least I just heard of it. There's an app now, basically for reviews on men. Like you can.
Oh, it's like Yelp for dudes.
It's like Yelp for men.
Like used cars.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we are essentially. Yeah. Little rusty, missing pieces here or there. Mm.
But yeah, I mean, I think people just look at it as more sad than unethical, I guess.
I mean, she makes a good point. If you lie about what your life is and you get caught, it's like her taking your pants down and pointing at your little weenie.
I watched it happen in real time once. There was this kid, he was coming up to my friend and he...
Oh, he's blind?
I realized up front, like he was talking about how he lives in New York City. He was just here for like to visit family or something, right?
Big shot.
And the friend that he was going up to lived in New York City for like 8 years. So he starts telling her like where he lives. She's like, oh yeah, I know that area. She starts asking him questions and it's becoming very apparent that he either doesn't live in New York City or maybe he did briefly, but like, the look on his face as he slowly realizes he's not going to get away with any of his lies was so defeated that I almost felt bad for him.
But that's an old school
bust. We could all see what was going on here. And she was being super like polite about it. I think she was just trying to like keep the conversation going, and he couldn't even hang in the conversation.
Because that could have happened in the old days too. You just ran into the wrong person.
Done up front.
No, you're right. 252.
That's the worst.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A couple of listeners shared this post with me. I don't know where it's from, if it's Facebook or the neighborhood apps or whatever. But again, it's a warning to ladies in Fairport. Quote, attention girls, there was a group of five guys last night and they named the bar in Fairport.
Yeah.
They were walking around saying they were Bills players. A quick Google search proved they were lying, but we didn't even need the Google search because these guys were not built like NFL players. Three were just fat. One of them was like 5'6", and all of them dressed cheap and trashy. One of the guys was wearing this fake blingy costume jewelry that would have turned green if his neck started sweating. Be safe out there, girls, and ask questions when a guy approaches you with a line that sounds too good to be true. All right, let me ask this question.
Yeah.
By the way, Pete writes us on Instagram, Duffy is on WCMF. Stolen Bills valor.
Oh.
Is it offensive to Bills fans when men fake being Bills players to try and get laid?
Yeah, because it's kind of like insulting their football intelligence in a way.
All right.
I don't really.
Sounds like a pretty weak charge.
Stolen Bills valor.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask this question.
Go ahead.
252 WCMF. Right now, knowing women are ravenous and they're going to sniff you out right away.
Right.
The easiest impressive job you would be able to fake in a bar today, because you're it ain't going to be Bills player. Professional athlete is off the table.
You
would have to be like 6'3", jacked,
right? Yeah,
right, and athletic while you're moving around. That's the other thing too. You can tell when someone's athletic just by them walking.
So I'm trying to think like what What jobs have big bank?
Okay.
That you do here locally?
What are you thinking?
Medical.
You, okay, like for example.
Pharmaceutical sales. Those guys make mad bank.
You think you could fake being a pharma? What do you sell?
Oh, fake legs. I sell fake legs.
That's the first thing you came
up with. Yeah. You know them real fancy? Those look like a ski?
What's it called?
That's me.
What's it called? What's the company?
Oh, it's called What Happened to Your Leg, Bro?
You're out.
It's out of California.
You were able to pick any career in the whole world. You picked it, and you were done in 15
I'm
seconds.
I'm selling mad amount of legs.
But selling mad legs, bro?
I'm left in my ass and fake legs.
But wouldn't you also want to, like, yes, that's a career that makes a lot of money, but you also want to impress this person. So if they don't really, if they're not interested
I got money.
In it, I don't know what that saying that you work in pharmaceutical sales is going to do for you.
So he's got an old school mentality. Let me explain this to you. Now, as a man who was caught between two generations with this bum feed me alcohol when I was 15. Mm. Tommy believes the women that he knew back in the day were looking for relationships. So those women, even if the job was boring, if they found out he had money, would go home with him.
Yep.
Tommy, what you don't understand today is women have no problem having a night of fun.
Yeah.
Right? It's completely normal. So they don't need your wealth because the wealth ain't going to do anything for one night. They need to be impressed by what you do. They need to be in awe.
Like the actual job?
No, or just like you just as a human being.
Thank you. And maybe the job helps that because it's something to like.
Oh, yeah, that's what you do.
Okay, yes. No.
Well, men identify by their jobs.
But here's the thing. The money isn't impressive, so the job has to be like, wow.
Well, what kind of job is a wow job?
That's what I'm asking.
That's what he's saying.
What is it?
It's tough. It'd be hard to fake a wow job.
Okay,
give me a wow job.
I don't know if it exists. Like faking a
wow job.
Well,
if it don't exist, I'm screwed.
Well, that's what we're talking about. No, a bunch of people are writing.
Go home with my hand.
A bunch of people are writing. No, even your hand won't do it. Because of that whole fake hand business you're doing? Bro, what happened to your hand? A lot of people on Instagram are writing cop. We found out yesterday, if you say you're a cop and you're not a cop, that's against the law.
Yeah,
legit. Busted. All right.
Be careful with that one.
How about this?
What's that?
If I'm just trying to impress someone.
What do you do?
Musician. Hmm. But like musician that
is. Yeah, but that's, you could also.
What?
I mean, it isn't.
Yeah,
really,
but don't you think you impress somebody with. By showing them that you're a musician, not so much telling them that you're a musician.
Okay, this wouldn't work if there is a band in the bar, Kimmy, because then I could be pressing to proving my thing. And I would also have to be able to tie myself to someone more popular, like I'm the traveling guitarist for the Foo Fighters.
Well, that she could Google you.
But no, I'm a hired gun. I mean, like, I'm a session guy.
Oh, so you never really make it onto the album?
Name a session guy.
All right.
Name it.
Glenn Campbell, he's dead. Yeah, all right, so
I'm Glenn Campbell.
So would you say, but you would have to be a professional musician, not I play a guitar.
Yeah, I'm like, this is what I do for a living. Okay. Because I could regale you.
You could tie yourself, I guess, to the Eastman School of Music because that's local, so that would be believable.
Okay.
I'm a private tutor for music.
That's not sexy.
No, I work with kids.
I play the glockenspiel. Ding, 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 ding.
All right.
No, you're not. How are you bad at this?
I don't know.
I'm a music tutor.
Hey, no big deal.
Tutor kids.
I teach Eastside. Right,
that could be a good one, though, saying any job where you work with kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing gets women all horned up for a one-night stand like children.
Well, no, but it's a cute job.
Want to make a baby?
I think that would work.
You would go home for one night with a guy that taught
not
kids.
Just because of that, but I think it gives you some bonus points. Because, you know what? It makes you look safe.
Okay.
Ooh, all right.
Okay. All right.
Not a creep.
So wait, I should then go with a safe job.
That might work out better than you think.
Hmm.
But safe sounds soft.
You're not threatening.
You are soft.
Yes. Yeah. But do women want soft boy?
We're just talking about why a woman would want to go home with you. So who cares if you look tough?
All right. We got a whole bunch of Instagram messages coming in, and I want to read this from Lisa.
Okay.
All right. Again, we have now moved on after this post claiming that there were guys faking being Bills players in a bar in Fairport over the weekend. You know, what you could lie about, your job now, where women wouldn't be able to sniff it out immediately. Not that we're encouraging it, because it's a really stupid and embarrassing thing to do if you get caught. But Lisa writes, as we're criticizing men here.
Yeah.
This girl is just as pathetic as the guy. If she's having sex with someone just because they're an NFL player. Thoughts?
Well, they're putting her down because she wants to sleep with an NFL player.
Lisa is putting her down.
No, what's wrong with that?
Well, the idea being we're bad for lying. They're just as bad for only sleeping with someone.
It's a
because...
shallow off.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's shallow, but it's a hell of a nice shot.
You would, yeah.
I mean, that's top shelf shallow.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's about it. Yeah. If you're a woman, you're banging some NFL guy. You high end.
Well, no, but you're not banging on a regular basis.
All right. He's going to one and done situation.
I mean, that's all you have guaranteed here. One and done.
That's impressive.
You'd be impressed.
Yeah.
You would want to sit and hear tales of a woman having sex with a Bills player.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
No,
I mean,
I'm asking
a couple of adults want to go out and sleep around.
I am not judging this woman. You're the one saying you're impressed.
I am pro sleeping around.
If somebody that we worked with, if we knew they hooked up with a Bills player, we'd want to know all about it.
Yes, but he would also judge that person.
We had a girl on the show who ended up dating a wide receiver for about a half a year.
Okay. Yeah.
From the show out at Bills camp.
Understood, but I'm telling
you. That was impressive.
Look, I am not arguing with you. I am on your side.
Yeah.
Go have fun. What I am telling you is that you're a massive hypocrite, because if someone in this building had a one-night stand with a Bills player, you would judge them.
Oh, of course I would.
Yeah, so shut
up. I'm a dick.
No, but don't sit here and be like, guys, you know, you got to be a little less, stuck up sexual stuff, guys.
No, I'm tight.
Chris writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. We were asking what job you could fake to impress a woman where they wouldn't be able to sniff you out immediately. He says you can tell them you are the Buffalo Bills personal chef. Is that impressive?
That's an impressive job.
Well, number one, if I thought you were a chef, that I don't even know if you have to be the Buffalo Bills personal chef. I think chef is one you could say you are.
Okay. All right.
That might work for you, but...
Maybe then you had to explain where you work.
The Bills store?
Yeah.
All right. I don't think some guys are getting this.
Yeah.
Because, we got a whole bunch of suggestions coming. This is the funniest one. Jack writes us, what job would you lie about?
Yeah.
Diesel mechanic.
That's what he would lie about?
Yeah.
Women get hot for diesel.
Well, yeah, you know. Are there diesel mechanics listening that walk into a bar and it's just
smelling a diesel?
Because it would have to be also be a job you'd want to talk about.
You don't want to talk about
it? I don't know what follow-up questions to ask a diesel mechanic.
What question, period, would you have for a diesel mechanic?
Have none.
With all due, I mean, not that it's a great job, obviously.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm not.
Pays well.
Yeah, I'm not sitting around my wife and I going, you know what? Those diesel mechanics.
Yeah.
And if you're faking it, you'd have to have some knowledge.
Yeah, also
what
true.
That job entails.
Oh, that reminds me, I got tomorrow night, I got my diesel mechanic fantasy draft.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's around again this year? Wow.
Yeah, the Carhartts. Yeah, I'm getting after it. All right, don't worry about it, Kimmy. We're going to move on here. Everybody on hold, I appreciate the calls.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You don't want to see a silly teen mistake lead to a charge that can ruin a kid's life.
Yeah.
And Tommy, we all did stupid stuff back in the day when we were younger.
Sure.
It does seem like kids today are not given the grace by law that we were, right? But at the same time, there is a difference between teenage hijinks and teenagers doing legit grown-ass crime. Most of the time, you can tell which one is which.
Yeah.
This story may live right in that gray area. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. The story starts with two missing kids.
Oh.
Last week, a 16-year-old boy and a 17-year-old girl were reported missing from the town of Greece. But based on what we're about to tell you, Tommy, this doesn't seem like a they-were-taken situation.
Okay.
Out in Canandaigua, a city vehicle was stolen. And last Tuesday, someone in Albion spotted the stolen car in a library parking lot and called the cops.
So, you said Greece?
These kids were from Greece.
Canandaigua.
Canandaigua had a city vehicle stolen.
And that's in Elba.
And somebody in Albion spotted the stolen car in a library parking lot and called the cops. Okay. Authorities then located the vehicle at a charging station not too far away. And who was driving that car?
Yeah.
The missing 16 and 17-year-old kids from Greece, according to police. The teens were arrested, charged with criminal possession of stolen property. Also, authorities say there was a Glock-style BB gun recovered at the scene. That's a quote from the story. The good news,
what?
I mean, at least the kids were spending some time at the library.
Yeah, there you go.
If the allegations were true.
Get some reading in.
Okay. So, Tommy.
Yeah.
You, me, not so much Kimmy, but lots of other people listening.
Yeah.
Got into trouble when we were teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And we grew up to be functioning adults with jobs and a family and a normal life. You could also say a lot of stuff we got passes for back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Vandalism, breaking and entering, mischiefs, drugs. Kids today.
Joyriding.
Yes, but they face legit charges for that stuff.
Yeah.
It's really not fair to kids these days. That being said, even back in the day, there was a difference between those kids are being kids crime and, oh, that's a crime.
Yeah.
Allegedly stealing a car from a city. Is that a kids being kids situation? Or is that a legit, oh, that's a crime from these teenagers?
I mean.
It's right on the line, right? It's right on the line.
It really is, because I know guys that, you know, we probably both did.
I've never stolen a car.
No, but that.
Knew somebody who.
Joyriding. Basically, you're going to bring it back.
Never.
Really?
Never did that.
You didn't know anybody that did that?
I mean, I'm sure I had friends.
Man,
where
you grew up?
I wasn't a hoodlum. Speak for yourself.
A hoodlum. No, but the BB gun, too. It just sounds like a couple of stupid kids.
Sure, but they stole a car, according to police, from the city of Canandaigua. But they were trying to bring it back with full juice. If they
really? Yeah, they were charging it, and they were on the summer reading program.
Probably not bringing it back, though.
Yeah.
I mean, is this a legit crime, or is this kids being kids crime?
It is, but it ain't Grand Theft Auto, either.
It actually might be Grand Theft Auto, like, by definition. Now, right now, they've just been charged with, I believe, unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, something like that. But, I mean, if they stole the car.
So they could get serious charges.
I mean, they're 16 and 17, so it's probably below the threshold where it's going to stick with them. But, yeah, I mean, these would be serious charges if they're guilty.
Oh, sure.
Kimmy, is this kids being kids crime, or is this legitimate adult crime?
I mean, I think it's a legitimate crime, and it should have probably been legitimate crime back when we were kids, too.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it should have always been a legitimate crime.
Okay. to your point, I'm sure there are people listening right now that took cars that weren't theirs.
Neighborhoods.
And yeah. I want, like, those people look back on it and see it differently for whatever reason sometimes.
Well, look, they got a slap on the wrist. Yeah. They moved on with their lives. They became functioning adults, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, that happens. And it's easy when everything works out for you to look back and go, that was no big deal. But on the other hand, I mean, look, if these allegations are true, you know what you're doing when you're stealing that car and you stole it from a city and they found you in a whole other city and you were missing from an entire other city that's like 40 minutes away. What do you do with these kids?
I mean, I'm assuming you're going to end up in court.
All right, let's say you're President Tommy. President Tommy in charge of all teen punishments.
Yeah.
These kids are convicted of stealing this car, taking this car from the city of Canandaigua, 16, 17 years old. The punishment should be?
I'm not sure what you're going to do with these kids. A lot of people are saying they're driving around. They don't have a license. I don't know what to do. I've never been on that island. I don't drive on that island. I live on Palm Beach Island, so I'm not really sure.
Kimmy, what do you do?
That looked like it hurt.
You hear him coughing?
Yes. Trump is tough.
He's done for the day.
I don't know how he does it all day.
Kimmy, how do you punish these kids? If you're Queen Kimmy, all teen punishment.
I mean, I don't know, because, I mean, you don't want to, like, ruin a kid's life over it. But I don't know what you could do, I guess, to send a message. I don't know.
Because there are those who believe, like, just because you punish someone severely doesn't mean they can't turn it around. Yeah. And they have to know what they did was wrong so they don't repeat it, Thomas.
Well, that's why you have juvenile court, right? So the kid is protected.
Okay.
To an extent.
But the argument from people, and again, I'm playing devil's advocate here, because I think we line up the same on, you know, kids. And the argument about the juvenile court against it is, well, it's not a legitimate punishment. These kids know that after they hit 18, they're good.
Right.
So what's a big deal? What's a big deal then, huh? Why don't I go steal two cars next time?
I guess you could you could put some of it on the parents.
Well, no, that's not fair. I mean, these parents could be doing everything they can. The kids just run out the door.
Yeah. But at least it takes some of the heat off the kid. You know what I mean?
But now you're punishing someone who had nothing to do with this potential.
Well, it's your kid.
Why not punish you?
I didn't make a kid.
It takes a village to raise a child. Why weren't you going out of your way?
Yeah, my village is over there with the good kids.
252, in Pittsburgh.
Not the hoodlums.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about the 16 and 17-year-old, a boy and a girl. They were reported missing from the town of Greece. While that was happening, a city vehicle was stolen from Canandaigua. Somebody spotted that vehicle in Albion in a library parking lot. Authorities located the vehicle at a charging station not too far away and driving the car, according to police, the 16 and 17-year-old kids. They were arrested, charged with criminal possession of stolen property. Police say there was also a Glock-style BB gun recovered at the scene. And we're talking about, you know, teen crime versus, oh my God, that's actual crime, and how this story seems to be right on that line. Let's talk to Michael. Hey, Michael, how are you, brother?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Good, man. What do you got?
You know, you got to wonder all the stuff going on and what's really happening with society. I'm 60, you know, and kids did when I was a kid.
Oh, hold on. You can't curse. Like Michael, you can't curse.
We were stealing cars.
Well, all right. Bye, Michael.
Okay.
Jesus We weren't stealing.
Didn't get the memo there.
We weren't stealing cars.
Nothing got stolen back in the day.
It's crazy.
Really weird.
Yeah.
It is amazing. Oh yeah. Just statistically.
We just had riots. We didn't steal cars. We flipped them.
Hachi Roku writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. If you're old enough to do the crime, you're old enough to do the time. No remorse. Lock them up.
I don't want to lock up some kid for doing something stupid.
I mean, but, you know, all crime is stupid.
Yes, it is. But the kids... They're kids. They're not fully developed yet.
The cerebral cortex is not fully developed till 25 years old.
I don't know what that is, but I'm sure it's probably not large enough yet.
All right, let's do this.
But
where is the line for teens being teens crime? Because we all have a barometer. I'm doing not a barometer with my hand if you're watching.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, where we, you know, and this is okay, this is okay. Whoa. Is the line violence for you?
I mean, violence if somebody could get seriously hurt or injured. You know what I mean?
Okay, but counterpoint to that, if that was the case, I should have been locked up at 15 for getting enough.
I'm going
to
guess most of those types of crimes are something where somebody could get seriously injured. Like, that's a part of the thrill of it, I guess, for teenagers.
Look, I've told the story on the air before. When I was 15, I got into a massive 30-kid brawl in the parking lot of St. Helens Church at midnight on a Saturday night. That could have gone very, 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 very badly.
Yeah,
should I have been locked up for that?
No. I mean,
I walked on that. Like, they didn't know. My parents didn't even find out about that. They just go, get out of here.
Until now.
Yeah, how you like that, Dad?
Yeah, if you could be shooed away in an instant,
like if it,
let it go.
But that's any crime. You can shoo anyone away.
Some things you can't shoo. Unshooable.
Two kids could have knives out on each other. You could shoo those kids.
Okay, but knives start breaking out and guns. Weapons. That's a different. Weapons.
So weapons is the line.
Weapons for sure. But, you know, if you grabbed a...
What about something that looks like a serious weapon, but it's not?
Well, that could also get you killed.
That's what I mean.
But they have a BB gun here.
Yeah,
that's dangerous.
Okay. You're all over the place.
No, I'm not.
So give me a statement. The line for legit crime for kids starts with...
I would definitely say violence.
All right, violence. Your line is violence. Kimmy, is your line violence?
Yeah, I mean, that's the most, but that seems like the most obvious one, because the crime is somebody getting hurt.
Okay. But again, there are
attacking somebody.
But there are so many barometers for violence, right? Like, I mean, I'm telling you, man, there are a lot of guys and plenty of women listening to this show who beat the hell out of some kid back in the day, and it could have gone very, 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 very badly. And they got to walk on that stuff. That's lessons of, that's just a kid being a kid. I'm not defending it. I'm just letting you know, this is how it was.
What about like levels of theft?
All right, where's okay?
Because I feel like we all knew kids that either tried to steal stuff from stores or actually stole stuff from stores. Some got away with it. Some got banned for that store for life. And I still wonder today if those people are still banned from that store.
I'd be afraid to walk in. I don't want to go into Claire's if I got caught stealing makeup. Okay, but let's talk about theft, right? Because you have an X amount of it. But you have to be careful with theft, because last week we talked about kids stealing road signs, which is a very traditional kid prank. You
but
think that's harmless.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay, but it is. Depending on the sign, Kimmy, we found out, one, the cost can get you to grand larceny very quickly. And two, we found out that if you take a sign and an accident happens because of it, you are liable for that accident. You could be looking at felony charges.
Right.
That's a harmless prank that turns into something potentially horrific. Is that an adult-ass crime?
See, I look at that as hijinks. Bad. But hijinks.
No, but you can't go bad, but hijinks when somebody gets T-boned on when a stop sign's missing.
Oh, but they T-bone.
No, that's exactly
slow down when you come
up
to the intersection.
That has happened. That's why they have these laws. Okay.
All right.
You can't just throw your hands out like that and it makes it
okay.
What
are you going to do?
I mean, the more you break down where a kid has made a mistake versus this kid could have serious problems, the more you start to realize in today's world, some of the stuff we laughed about doing back in the day could get us locked up immediately.
Oh, yeah, you can't do anything. It's going to be on the news. You're going to be on the news.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, I'm even just thinking, like, the amount of kids that were just kind of sent home because they got high at school or drunk at school.
Yeah, good call.
And that would absolutely be a news story today. If a group of kids got sent home for being high, we'd hear about it in the news.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, no, we have. We have. Jacob writes us on Instagram. Here's a well-thought-out, nuanced opinion. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Let them try to steal another and let them get shot attempting it. Ain't going to be able to do it again. Shoot the teenagers.
Okay, we don't want to shoot teenagers.
No, come on. Jacob has... Come on. Why not,
shooting
though?
Shooting people.
Jesus. Joey writes us. You had made a comment. I said it takes a village to raise a child. You said my village is over there.
Way over there. Your village over there.
Tommy's comment. Does he think that money makes good and bad kids or people? With that comment... He doesn't have hoodlums where he lives? Because I knew a hoodlum, Kimmy.
Yeah.
His dad owned a publishing company. Oh. Millionaire, from what I understand.
Wow.
Cadillac cars every year. Brand new. Letting his son drive him around. Committing hit and runs and then lying to the cops when it happened. You were a hoodlum-ass, rich-ass, spoiled-ass, rich-ass kid.
Yes, I was.
So let's not sit here and pretend that Fairport, Penfield, Pittsford ain't got the
same. I'm not saying they don't exist.
Oh, you is.
But there's not as much.
You is.
It's
Oh, no, there is. Mom and dad have money to keep that stuff quiet.
Which makes it not a crime.
Mm-hmm.
If you can cover it up with money, it didn't happen.
Trevor writes us on Instagram.
Trevor.
Here's why.
Here comes Trevor.
And look, I get this is a complicated scenario, right? Where does the line start? And that's why we have all these takes that are decent, except for the...
So what does Overbite Trevor have to say?
Overbite Trevor? He says, I think the gun part is where it's a little excessive, where maybe I would punish them like adults. What was their intent with it? I understand it's a BB gun, but they obviously knew they were going to do something they weren't supposed to do upon stealing a car. I think that's what separates the line of kids being kids.
All right,
level of threat.
Intent. Mm-hmm. But how do you know a kid's intent and the afterwards? By the way, I'm looking at Trevor. No overbite. He's got nice teeth.
Oh, good. Yeah. You got it fixed.
Quality.
People were making fun of him, so.
You know, to make the whole thing even more complicated, that line is for kid crime, how you feel about a kid will 100% also dictate where you think the charges should fall.
The kid himself.
Yes, right? If that's your kid, you want your kid to catch a break.
Yeah.
If those are friends of your kids and you know them and you've had pleasant interactions, that's a good kid, bad situation.
It made a mistake.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
All right, so in this scenario, it was a boy and girl. She was 17,
He was 16, she was 17.
Okay. So let's say he's driving a car, it's his BB gun, she's also in the car with him.
Mm-hmm.
Should those be equal charges?
It's a good question. She knew wrong was happening.
Right, but she was going out with him, maybe.
You know, it's weird that
hanging and, you know, went along for the ride.
I love how she's along for the ride.
I find it interesting because, Tommy, I would pose the same question. Why is he driving? What if she's driving the car?
Well, I mean,
what if she had the BB gun and he's along for the ride? Should he be facing the same punishment as she is?
No, I would say.
My ass!
Well, what do you mean? So she's driving, it's her BB gun.
That's yeah, her idea.
Tough ass 17-year-old girl.
They're already missing and allegedly stealing cars from the city of Canada.
But it was her idea.
Well, I mean, who knows?
Who knows?
She's driving. Yeah. The BB gun
you
is
just her. Automatically assume it was right. The guy's.
Here's what I have to say. On that stick. If he's driving his BB gun, she is
in the
just in the car, too. I let her off with a pass. She gets a pass because he was driving his BB gun.
Okay.
The other question is if it's her car.
Drive. Or she's driving her BB gun.
No pass.
Why?
Well, because, you know, it was her idea.
Oh, for her, you're saying?
Right.
What about for the boy?
No pass for him.
No pass.
No. Because, you know, I know what he's up to. He's a boy. So boys always get no pass.
So the boy should be punished no matter what the scenario.
Yes.
The girl should get a pass if she was in the passenger seat.
Yes.
Because girls, they're not smart enough to understand when things go bad.
No,
you're not smart. You got that girl brain where you don't know bad stuff.
No, that's not
what I'm saying. I got a girl no good brain.
Hey.
I got a baby girl brain. I'm telling you today, baby girl brain.
It's weird how you think she could get taken advantage of, but he couldn't.
Not taken advantage of.
Teenage boy with a teenage girl.
But she didn't know where this was going.
Oh.
And he did?
Yeah, well, he knew what he was doing. She didn't know. She got in the car for a second. The next thing you know, he takes off. She's scared.
You're just making up a story now.
And she doesn't want to get anybody in trouble. She's trying to be a good girl.
Sure, because she got the girl brain. I got the girl brain.
Well, I would send her to girl court, and I would send the boy to boy court.
Oh, wait. So it's
which is right down the hall from fart court.
Actually, they share the same court sometimes.
They do now?
Yeah.
Oh, they must be remodeling fart court.
The boy court smells like fart court.
I don't think we're going to end on a better joke, then. The boy court smells like fart court.
It does, all the time.
Take a break, man.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, now we know.
Now we know.
Now we know, and it is really weird that it's taking this long for us to find out about these, because they've had 2 months in which they could have been selling thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of these things.
Oh.
Does the NFL not need this money? And if they don't, why do it in the first place? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. The Bills are back at training camp this morning. 2 weeks ago, we were told the Bills would be releasing their new Nike Rivalry Unis. It was a Tuesday, and we sat with bated breath waiting to see these new uniforms that they will be wearing one game at home against a divisional opponent this year. That day, we did not get those uniforms.
God damn it.
But we did see the brand new red helmet.
Wow.
I guess they've regrouped.
Now what?
And the Bills Nike Rivalry Unis will be released on August 28th.
So, like a month.
A month from yesterday. Yeah. So, it looks like they're going to be white and gray.
This is
That's what they're hinting at.
The whole uniform.
Oh, yeah.
Helmet, jersey, pants.
And this is for what?
It's
rivalry.
It's called the rivalry.
Okay.
Uniform program. Get with the program.
So many goddamn outfits.
There's so many outfits. Yeah, like if there's one guy that hates a lot of outfits.
Yes.
Kimmy, have you been seeing the teasers they've been doing with the players?
Yeah, where they do like a big reveal, and it looks like they're in a cold room. Where you could see, like, the, the smoke or whatever, the dry ice background.
They keep using the tag, winter is coming. So,
but you don't see the uniform, you just see their reaction to it.
And they're all like, oh, that's hot, oh, it's cold, Okay, so I'm guessing, Kimmy, we talked about how these rivalry unis are supposed to be an homage to the franchise and the city in which they play. Okay, so if winter is coming, we can... guess that they're going to talk about the snow in Western New York, which not the most creative thing in the whole world.
Yeah, I would say.
Right? I mean, plus, you already got two white jerseys. You got the standard white jersey.
Sure.
And you got the throwback white jersey, which they're also wearing for two games at home this year. So they're going to have a third white jersey to wear at home.
Bring on the white.
This sucks. I told you I was not. I don't. These are going to suck, aren't they?
Well, I think they've kind of hit with like the other uniforms that they've it's almost like they're bound to have one flop, you know.
Bring on the bland.
You're not going to hit it every time.
I mean, the Bills haven't had a flop uniform since.
That's what I mean.
Well, like the one in between the old blues and bringing back the blues, like that one that the Drew Bledsoes.
Yeah.
Ugh. But other than that, we've had really good uniforms the whole time.
They've had a good run.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Sure.
252 WCMF 252-9263. Why is the NFL waiting so long to release these uniforms?
Build up excitement.
But here's the thing.
Well, you're all giddy about it.
But I'm excited about everything else right now. Like, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to forget until they make the announcement on the 28th. Training camp is packed. People are lining up at those souvenir wagons to buy everything out of Fisher. The return of the blue and white scrimmage is coming up. Preseason game in August. All of those are going to have the team shop wide open. Being featured on Hard Knocks, you would have the ability to like showcase them to an international audience. Mm-hmm. It really feels like, Kimmy, they're missing all of these golden opportunities to sell me a bunch of shirts.
Yeah, but they're kind of spacing it out, though, too. So if you buy something up front, like because all the hype that's going on right now with the start of training camp, like maybe, you know, you're kind of feeling the urge to get some new gear. Well, you're going to buy it now, but then when they release that in a month, you might be like, I need some more stuff.
Okay. See, I would have been waiting.
You don't think? I think it's like a time release program. It makes you forget about the purchases you made last month. You got to get the new stuff now.
I am way more likely
to
buy something new for my sports team when it's the most boring time of that sports year.
Oh.
Like if the Bills,
I don't know.
If the Bills release a uniform in June, I'm going out to buy it that day because I just want to get excited
really?
About something.
See,
for that
I'm not
team.
Thinking about it in June. I'm not thinking about it until it's all like in front of my face. All
who
the
wants
time.
To think about white and winter and cold and miserable when they're in the middle of summer?
Oh, I know. Isn't it so hard? What's winter like?
The last thing I want to think about is winter. Let me enjoy what we got now.
You're not going to go humidity. Buy one anyway.
It's like
it sucks.
The uniform release is like. Is like people who like pumpkin spice lattes way too early. Like before it's even fall.
No, I want to be, I'm already excited about it. I'm excited.
You should be excited about the team going to the Super Bowl.
I am excited about that, but I have to wait months to see if that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm excited about training camp happening now. I'm really excited. I'm taking my kids to the preseason game coming up. That's in a couple
okay.
of weeks. Really excited about
that. How much do you need? How much football stimulation does your ass need?
All of it. I need all of it.
It's like a constant.
On Thursday night, the first game, preseason game.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Like, who's watching that crap?
Me?
Hall of Fame game.
It gets better ratings than like baseball and NBA playoff games. The Chargers will be taking on the Lions.
No.
At Tom Benson Stadium.
Tom Benson?
In Canton, Ohio for the Hall of Fame game Thursday night. And I can't wait.
Are you going to sit down and watch? I know you went one year.
Yeah, I went. It was great. I played in that stadium, too. No big deal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you meet Todd Benson?
Tom Benson.
Yeah.
Former owner of the Saints.
Oh.
Yeah. Stupid.
I don't know.
Bro, everybody's going to watch. My wife and kids are out of town. I can't wait. I'm going to sit down and lock into that game.
You can watch a whole thing. Like, I can tune in initially. Like, I'll check it out. I can't sit down and watch
no.
the whole thing, though.
Preseason's
tough.
I just want football. I just give me football, please. Like, I've been watching a ton of baseball lately just because I need sports.
That I don't know how you do.
I forgot how much I like baseball.
God. You can sit down and watch a whole baseball game.
I have been. They're faster now. They're done in 2.5 hours.
Ugh.
Ugh.
It's so goddamn
God stuff.
Boring.
Ugh. Why don't you go buy? I got collared shirts to purchase and matching material shorts.
I'm surprised a guy like you doesn't appreciate baseball more because you love the stadium scene.
Yeah.
Like, you love to see things around it. And I think each baseball stadium, when they feature it on TV, is so unique and different. I'm surprised you don't
that I could
get
do,
a kick
but,
out of that.
But I couldn't sit there and watch a 2.5-3 hour baseball
game. Like, I was watching the San Francisco, caught that the other night, where you see all the kayakers paddling to get the home runs.
But they don't even have the good old school characters.
Oh, here. You give don't watch baseball. How would you know?
Give me the alcoholics and the chain smokers.
Two Cleveland Guardians pitchers just got suspended for a gambling investigation.
Yeah.
Bro, the guy who's leading...
There's no mob anymore.
The guy... did you not just hear the gambling investigation? The guy who's leading Major League Baseball's nickname is the Big Dumper because of his ass. Cal Raleigh. Big old dumper.
I know you appreciate a good dumper.
Who doesn't appreciate a good
on a
dumper?
Young man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.